about 1995, and now it's sadly, because I didn't frame it, it's been hammered around a little bit. Wendy Shaw is the secretary of Ngā Pō Taunaha o Aotearoa, the New Zealand's geographic board. They've just launched a new set of tangata whenua place name maps, and they've been updated for the first time since 95, so it's 25 or more years ago. And they present Māori and Moriori place names as they were prior to European settlement. Wendy, it's great to have a chat with you again. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora.
Hi there, Wendy.
Thanks very much for inviting me to chat about these maps. I'm really pleased.
Yeah, kia ora. I like these, the other ones, because they exposed me to many names, beautiful names of areas that we perhaps either never knew or had lost connection to. So it was amazing to sit around a table with my young fella and others and say, gee, look at that, that's called that. Boom, 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 round, the, round we went. So tell us about the effort. Yeah, the effort in 95 and what some of the challenges were to update them for 2023, Wendy.
Sure. Fantastic resource for all Kiwis, and you're right, the 1995 editions have been extremely popular, so much so actually that we've had to do reprints along the way. But those maps themselves were the result of a conference, South Pacific Place Names Conference in 1990, when the board decided that it would produce a map of original Māori place names as part of the International Year of the World's Indigenous People in 1993. And the material for those earlier version maps actually came from work done in the late 1930s by scholars like Sir Apirana Nata, James Cowan, Johannes Anderson, George Graham, and a number of other nomenclature experts of the day. They were working towards maps that would go into a centennial atlas, which was to have been published in 1941, but because of the war and the shortage of funds, that atlas actually never came to pass. But the names that were on the 1995 maps were sourced from that original work in the 1940s. For the 1995 maps, additional names came about through the work of the late Kiawe Davis, who actually hikoied around the country and met with kaumātua to add to and to also get the stories that were related to the names that were on the maps. So, those maps were supported by a number of agencies, in particular the former Department of Survey and Land Information, New Zealand. So they were called Te Waipounamu and Te Ika o Māori, the land and its people, circa 1840. After nearly 30 years, the board thought it was time for new additions. It has been a long time, especially because there have been many more original names that have come to light through treaty settlements and names resulting from direct consultation with iwi and hapu. So, and then the additional thing that we've done is corrected some of the orthography on the original 1995 map, such as with Metcons.
Tēnā koe. Who did you liaise with? Who sidled up beside the geographic board to look at the authenticity, I suppose, of some of the Ngā Māori? I see it's got both Māori and Moriori input. Who would you like to acknowledge as helping to work on this latest edition?
So for Te Waipounamu, we work really closely with Takare Norton at Te Runanga o Naitahu, and they've got a wonderful resource in their online cultural heritage atlas, Kahuru Manu. But Takare himself engaged directly with the 18 Papatipu Marae for Te Waipounamu. So we're very, very grateful for that input. We also work very closely with Mark Moses, Te Tau Ihu, and confirmed the names for the Top of the South. For Te Eka Māui and Rekohu and Whare Kauri, we had a list of about 500 iwi organisations, marae, hapu, that we engaged with through a survey, and noting that we've been doing this for 2.5 years, seeking their input on the names that we had on the 1995 edition, the names that we were proposing to include from treaty settlement, and any other names that had come to light. So that engagement increased the number from the original maps of 600 names on each map to around 900 names on each map. So we've added 300. And with some of the iwi that we engaged with, there was a lot of back and forth about the stories that went with the names, the correct orthography. People like Hami Tafaiti, Richard Steadman, Beth Tauroa, there's a bunch of people that we engage with directly in for Te Aka Māori. So we're very, very happy to have had that input. However, having said that, there are still some areas on especially Te Aka Māori where the names seem fairly sparse. And so we are encouraging feedback from those groups for future editions of the map to show their names. So, yeah.
Tēnā koe, Wendy. And where can we get these maps from, Wendy? I'd like another copy. My one's got all raggy ears and it's been folded inappropriately, but I really did like it back in the 90s. Where can we get another one?
Yeah, sure. We have a list of retailers on the Toitū Te Whenua LINS website. So that's just www.lins.govt.nz. So that list of retailers, if there's one close to you, you can get in touch and they'll be able to source the maps for you. We also have on the website, if you search Tangata Whenua place names, all of the maps are digitally downloadable, including the indexes on the backs, which have the kōrero. And there are links back to our gazetteer, which has even more information. But Dale, if you send me your contact details, I can send you a copy of the maps for Radio Wātea, and you can have them up in your studio there, not a problem at all.
Sounds excellent.
We really want people to use the maps, and you know, they're a wonderful resource, and it's authoritative information and a taonga for all New Zealanders to use.
Tēnā koe, it's been lovely to catch up with you again. Thank you, Wendy. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. And keep us in the loop should there be any significant dual naming kaupapa. I'm always intrigued by how the geographic board approaches that kaupapa. But it's neat to hear you again. Wendy Shaw is the Secretary of the New Zealand Geographic Board. Thanks, Wendy.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi. And with Urban Māori Radio Wātea, 6:03 a.m. on Rau Māturi Te Iere. Well, again, just want to remind